This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. Today we're going to sip and spin. That's where we spin selections from one album and sip one select beer. Today, I'm taking you to the discotheque. On the turntable today is Enoch Light and his orchestra with the album Discotheque, Dance, Dance, Dance. Enoch Light was a classically trained violinist, a dance band leader, and a recording engineer. And in 1959, he founded the label Command Records. If you collect vinyl records, you might notice these albums. They're beautiful. They have the Command insignia in the upper right-hand corner. And the covers, they are so mid-century modern. They're minimalist, and they're really, really cool looking. This label wasn't just about the cool outside. It was the cool inside. Enoch Light was so focused on quality recordings. He truly was an audiophile, creating music for other audiophiles. Now, the other thing that Enoch Light did was design the gatefold album cover. It's one of those albums that opens up like a book. The reason he designed it is because he loved writing the liner notes and writing all about the music. And the album that we're listening to, Dance, 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 Discotheque, he writes about the dances that you could do to the songs that we're playing. This song right now may sound familiar. It's Enoch Light's cover of The Beatles' And I Love Her. Discotheque, Dance, 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 Enoch Light and his orchestra. The album came out in 1964, one of the last ones that he did on Command Records because he left in 1965. And after he left, the quality of the audio production dropped. The albums were pressed on recycled vinyl, and the gatefold format, those beautiful covers, were gone. We're listening to Night Train from Enoch Light and his orchestra on the Discotheque album. This one, there are a lot of dances available for it. You could do the Monkey, you could do the Hully Gully, you could do the Madison, or you can do the Alley Cat. Enoch Light was all about quality and also mixing a lot of different formats. So we're going to try a beer that mixes a whole bunch of different flavors. We'll see if it tastes as good as Enoch Light sounds. Dewclaw Brewing has another addition in their Sweet Baby line. Today we're trying a Sweet Baby Banana that has chocolate, peanut butter, and banana in one order. That's promising three different flavors. But can it deliver? We'll find out. This is a porter, so it will be darker, not as dark as a stout. And what's interesting, as I pour it, it looks even a little bit lighter than other porters I have seen. So maybe it's that banana flavor adding some lightness to it. Let's give it a sip. I'm definitely tasting the chocolate and the peanut butter. The banana, however, is very subtle. And that's the one that I really want to be prominent. And I'm just not tasting it enough. Could they have done better? Yes. Is it a good beer? Yes, but it's not what the label is promising me. Dewclaw Brewing Sweet Baby Banana, the chocolate peanut butter banana porter coming in at 6.2%. We've been listening to the album Discotheque, Dance, Dance, Dance. It came out in 1964 on the Command label. If you'd like to find out more about WLVR's Flight Club and Sip and Spin, you can visit our website at wlvr.org/flightclub. Cheers!